Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Ches Mishnah Vav and parak Ches Mishnah Zayin as we continue to discuss the halachos of when a person is allowed to in fact eat on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Misha Achozo Bulmos, that if someone got sick with Bulmos is a life-threatening disease that ultimately happens when a person has this intense hunger. Says the Mishnah, what should a person do? Ma'achilin oso afilu dvarim temen, that we're allowed to feed him on Yom Kippur, and even if kosher food is not necessarily available to him, we would give him, says the Mishnah, even non-kosher food, since the treatment for this condition is to feed the patient as quickly as possible. Continuing in the Mishnah, ad sheye oro, Enov, we feed him immediately as much as he needs until his vision is restored. That weakened vision is a sign of this disease, and restored vision is a sign that there is no longer any more danger. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we have some sort of a machlokas about the cure for a certain disease, Misha Nishacho Kelev Shota, that if someone is in danger of his life because he was bitten by a crazy dog, Ein Ma'achilon Oso Mechatzer Kaveit Shelo, we do not feed him from its liver lobe, meaning a part of the dog's liver, in an attempt to prevent or to cure the illness. Rabbi Masya ben Charash Matir, but Rabbi Masya ben Charash says that you absolutely are permitted to do that because, according to him, that is a cure for this disease of getting bitten by a dog. As the Bartanar points out, we don't paskin that way, and we assume that you would not feed a person from the liver of its dog. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we have a machlokas, and really, sorry, not a machlokas, but as the Mishnah teaches us an additional halacha in the name of Rav Masya ben Charash, but this time we actually agree with his opinion. Says the Mishnah, about Amar Rabbi Masya ben Charash, and Rav Masya ben Charash also said, HaChoshesh Begrono, that if a person feels pain in his throat, meaning he feels the symptoms of a life-threatening disease that begins in the gums, as the Bartanura points out, and extends to the throat and then to the inside of his body, says the Mishnah, Metilin lo sam besoch piv b'shabbos, we perform any action necessary in order to put medicine in his mouth for him on Shabbos, even if it involves being mechalal Shabbos, desecrating Shabbos in some way, whether it be uprooting the herb from which the medicine is made or grinding it, and so on and so forth. Why do we allow this? Says the Mishnah, a very important rule, Mipnei shehu safek nefashos, because you're allowed to violate Shabbos when there is a possible potential, even if it's a doubt, but if there's a potential danger to life, then you're certainly allowed, and not only allowed, but required to violate Shabbos. V'chol sofik nefashos doches Shabbos. And in any case, excuse me, where it is a possible danger to life, there is an obligation to save a life, and that would override the halachos of Shabbos. Continuing now, with Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, as we said, you need to violate Shabbos even for a small possibility of saving a life, and based on that, we're going to have some other cases that discuss such a scenario. It says the Mishnah, Mishenaflo Lav Mapolos, if there is a reason to think that there is a building that collapsed on a person over Shabbos, Safik Husham, Safik Enosham, there's a doubt, we're not clear, we're unsure, is he there or not? Safik Chai, Safik Meis, even if he is there, is he alive or is he dead? We don't know. Safik Ovid Kochavim, Safik Yisrael, even if we're not sure, is he Jewish or is he not Jewish? Mefakin Alovas Hagal, either way, we must do whatever we can to clear away the rubble, the stones, in order to rescue him, even if it requires us to violate Shabbos. Once again, because the case of Safek Nefashos is Docha Es Ha Shabbos. Two additional halachos, and this is certainly relevant in many modern day areas of medical halacha, says the Mishnah, Mitza'uhu Chai, if they find him alive, even if he's so severely injured that he's not going to live much longer in any case, Mefakchin Alav, we must still continue to clear away the rubble, although doing so will prolong his life for only a short period of time. Ve'emez, but if he was found dead, then Yani Chuhu, then you should leave him there until after Shabbos. We're not going to desecrate Shabbos for the purpose of removing the body from the rubble. You should leave him there if he died, but even if you're only going to prolong his life for a second longer, you should certainly be Mechal Shabbos for him, because the most valuable and important thing and the value of a Jew is v'chai behem, as the Gemara Maseches Yoma says. You got to live by the mitzvos, and you got to prolong life for as much as possible. Quick review, Parakhas, Mishnah Vav, continued our discussion of Pikuach Nefesh on Yom Kippur. We said that if someone has a bulmus, then you should feed him even a non-kosher food if necessary, because this is a hunger disease, it's life-threatening, you have to feed him right away until he has his vision back, and then we'll see the sign that he's no longer in life-threatening danger. And the Mishnah taught us that if someone is in danger of because he was bitten by some sort of a crazy dog, then there's a machlokas. What exactly do you not feed him? So according to Tanakami, you do not feed him from the liver, from the part of a dog's liver. Rav Masya ben Charis says that you do. That is how you were to save him. But we don't paskin that way. And the Mishnah concluded with the opinion of Rav Masi ben Charish, which we do paskin, which is that if a person feels a certain pain in his throat that is also life-threatening, it extends his gums and his throat and so on and so forth, then we give him some sort of a medicine in his mouth, even if we have to grind it up, even if we have to remove the herb and so on, because the important halacha is that safek pihuach nefesh, that if even if there's a question, a doubt, we're unsure, but as long as there's a potential to save a person's life, we are going to be docha Shabbos, we are going to be mechalel Shabbos, violate Shabbos in order to save a person's life, even if it's potentially, only potentially going to be lost. And then Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin taught us that even if there's a reason to believe that a building collapsed on a person on Shabbos, and we're completely unsure, number one, we don't know if he's there or not, number two, we don't know if he's alive or dead, number three, we don't know if he's a Jew or if he's a non-Jew. In this case, no matter what says the Mishnah, we have an obligation to do whatever you can to clear away the heap, and to clear away all of the rocks and stones and rubble in order to rescue him, even if it requires us to violate Shabbos. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if they find him alive, even if he's so severely injured that he's not going to live much longer, you still must violate Shabbos to clear it completely and to save him for as long as possible. But if he is dead, then we're not going to be mechalel Shabbos any longer for that, and we're just going to leave him there until after Shabbos. Have a great day.